In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The world is exceedingly evil, as we see. The world seems to be going in the direction that we're not supposed to be going. The world goes towards perdition and destruction, and we try to move forward. I'll read again the collect, because I think it says a whole lot. O God, the protector of all that trust in Thee, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us Thy mercy, that Thou being our ruler and guide. This is so important, that we so pass through things temporal, things of this earth, that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant us a Heavenly Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. A reading from the treatise of Didymus of Alexandria on the Trinity. The Holy Spirit makes us new in baptism. Being God, the Holy Spirit, together with the Father and the Son, makes us new in baptism. Gives us the means to fight off the world, to walk in the way that God wants us. We get this at baptism. He leads us back from ugliness to our former beauty, restoring that which has been destroyed by this sin of Adam. That's sin that we're marked with at birth, and fills us with His grace, so that we no longer have any capacity for the things which are not worthy of love. He frees us from sin and death, and from being earthy, made of dust and ashes. He makes us spiritual, sharers in the divine glory, sons and heirs of our God and Father, formed according to the image of His Son, His fellow heirs and His brothers, who will reign with Him and share His glory. Instead of earth, He gives us heaven, and in his liberality, He gives us paradise. He gives us already greater honor than the angels, and in the divine waters of the font, He quenches the fierce and unquenchable flames of hell. Men are twice conceived, first of the body, secondly, of the divine spirit. The sacred writers have treated of this subject fully. I shall recall their names and outline the teachings of each. St. John says, to all who received Him, He gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. He is saying that all those who have believed in Christ have received power to become children of God, that is, of the Holy Spirit, and to gain kinship with God, to teach us that God who begets us is the Holy Spirit. St. John added these words of Christ, verily, verily, I say unto you, unless a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That means exactly what it says. Unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot and will not see the kingdom of God. In a visible way, the font gives birth to our physical bodies through the ministry of the priest, and in a spiritual way through the ministry of angels. The Spirit of God, who is not visible to any mind, baptizes our souls as well as our bodies into union with Himself, and gives them new birth. When the Baptist said, He will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire, he was speaking literally, but also in accordance with the words of water and the Spirit. Man's earthenware vessel needs first to be cleansed in water, then to be thoroughly hardened in the spiritual fire. God is a devouring fire, and finally be prepared and renewed by the Holy Spirit. For the fire of the Spirit is able also to wash him, and the water is able to fire him again in the furnace. The Holy Spirit thus does these things. And the Holy Spirit also tells us that we, as the gospel says, we look for the mote in our brother's eyes, seeing what he or she is doing wrong. We cannot see clearly because we don't regard the beam that is in our own eye. We have to remove that beam that is out of our own eye. Then, as the gospel says, we will be able to see clearly to remove the mote that's in thy brother's eye. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and be not condemned. And our Lord's Prayer says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. May we let the Holy Spirit enter more fully into us that we can do these things. See Him, let Him lead us. May this march us onward, so that, as the colic says, that we pass, that being old, we may pass through things temporal, this earth, that finally we lose not the things eternal. That is the key. We want to do what we can, not to earn our salvation, but to participate in. And part of that is letting the Holy Spirit guide us and letting Him curb our tongue when we should not speak. Withhold our anger when we shouldn't be angry. And to love. As the Trinity itself is the absolute masterpiece of love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.